News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.
We heard the highly distressing story of a 15-year-old Wexford girl we have called Sarah. Now, Sarah is not her real name. And Sarah suffered from mental health issues from a very young age. Join us on the line now to discuss some of the questions raised in that report is Senator Joan Freeman, who's founder and former CEO of Pieta House. Good morning, Joan.
Good morning.
Can I first start by asking you, how common are cases such as Sarah's, not just in Wexford, but on a national level?
It is so common that it is frightening. And I'll tell you how I have come to know about it. It's nothing to do with my former work. We are having, for the very first time in the Shannon, a day called a public consultation day, which for the very first time, the government is inviting people from the public, people who've used services, mental health services across the country, but also those who provide them. And they're invited in to paint a very, very real picture of what is truly happening in Ireland. And we're focusing on mental health services for children in particular. And I am absolutely traumatized by the stories. And Sarah's story is heartbreaking, but it is so typical of the stories that we're hearing. But we're also hearing stories from parents who have been on waiting lists for years, who are thrown from one waiting list to another. I mean, I remember, and you know, we're talking about maybe down the south of Ireland where one parent was, you know, she was waiting a year and a half for a child to be seen, a 16-year-old, 16-and-a-half-year-old, and then finally got on to services. And only a couple of months later, her child had reached 18 and had to leave that service, go back to her GP, and go on another waiting list for adults. It is so frightening that to be honest, our child psychiatry services it's in the worst possible condition you can imagine.
I've heard anecdotally on several occasions cases like this where the Gardaí have to, desperate parents have to get the Gardaí to intervene and sometimes even lock up the child who is at risk of taking their own lives over the weekend because there's no other services available for them. Why are there so many shortcomings in our mental health support services, Joan?
The HSE will say to you over and over and over again that we cannot retain and recruit personnel, child psychiatrists. And of course we can't. As soon as someone is qualified, they will see across the water and across over in Australia that not only do they have to work half the hours, but also for double the pay. And the resources and services are so bad and they are so overwhelmed with the amount of problems that are there, they cannot retain them. But we're talking about consultant psychiatrist. The problem lies much further downstream at primary level. You know, when a parent brings a child to a GP, the GP then should, in fact, refer them to a local primary care unit where there's, you know, maybe occupational therapy or there's a psychologist. But there's nothing there, you know. And just imagine a psychologist who's in a large area, say again in the south of Ireland, and there's only one psychologist and they go on holidays or they go on maternity leave. And just think what happens to the children who then have nobody in that area to go to. So CAMHS then gets clogged up. And then the real problems start then.
We heard there in Sarah's case of the bullying she experienced during her depression from her peer group, from the kids in school with her. I have to say, I was astonished to hear that. I thought we had moved on a little bit from things like that. I thought our kids were more tuned in to these problems. How much of a problem is stigma in terms of mental health at the moment, currently?
Yeah, I think, to be perfectly honest, children and young people are far more compassionate than maybe people of my age were during those years. And I think bullying and cyberbullying in particular, maybe that's something that's happening now that didn't happen a couple of decades ago. But stigma isn't any more different about depression than if someone's talking about to another young one about their weight or you know, whatever, they're not popular. So I don't think it's out of proportion to other issues that children are being bullied about. But the reality is that truly, I mean, you know, when we look at, say, that walk, Darkness into Light, where there are so many young people, they are not afraid to get help. But if there is no help there, then what happens? So there was a line that Sarah used, by the way, that she'd given up hope on seeking help. Something like that. Maybe I've quoted her wrong there, but it was roughly that she'd given up hope in getting help. And that, to me, was the most distressing line of all.
But they should know that there is help out there.
There is, of course, help. Of course there is help. But we still need to focus on mental health services in Ireland. We still need to do something about it.
Okay. Senator Joan Freeman, founder and former CEO of Pieta House, thank you very much for joining us. Now, if anyone has been affected by Sarah's story or simply just wants to talk to someone, you can call Pieta House on 1-800-247-247. And in fact, the podcast for that interview with Sarah is up online at newstalk.com/breakfast if people want to listen back to it. And I think they should if they have any concerns.
Newstalk Breakfast in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.